Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Nay the Podcast. My name is Renee Lue, but many people call me Nay or Nene, and I am the host. In this episode, I had the opportunity to collaborate with another African podcaster, and I am very thankful that she accepted the invitation because this is the first time that I collaborate with an African podcaster. You know, as an African podcaster myself, I've been trying to get more African podcasters to feature in my podcast. So I'm actually glad that I finally got an African podcaster. So I do hope that you guys enjoy this episode. On this episode, we'll be discussing the topic dating outside of your religion. And I am joined by another African podcaster. And this is my first collaboration with an African podcaster, which is something that I'm very excited about because in the last season, I never collaborated with an African podcaster. So I'm thankful that I'm glad that I finally have an African podcast on my show and someone who agreed to feature on my show, because I remember last season I asked some African podcasters and they just didn't pitch up. So I'm actually glad that this podcaster joined me. So I don't know if she'd like to introduce herself.
Okay, I'm here. No problem. I will.
Okay.
Okay, so Hi everybody. My name is Gracie Imo. I am a Nigerian podcaster and I'm a Christian who loves to be with her friends, who loves to bring value everywhere I go, and also with vibes. I love having fun. Thank you so much for having me here.
It's a pleasure and thank you so much for agreeing to feature.
You're welcome.
All right, so Gracie, the first question that I want to ask you, what is your take or your stance on dating outside of your religion?
Okay. First of all, my religion. I'm a Christian. I'm a born-again Christian. And I've always believed, because I've seen it in the Bible, I've read about it, I've heard about it, that dating outside my religion, which is Christianity, is a no-no. So I think I'll go by that. It's not really, it shouldn't be allowed in a way, Sha. I know a lot of people have different opinions, have different views about this kind of topic. But I stand on the ground of, well, dating outside Christianity shouldn't be allowed. There's a lot involved. I don't know if I can continue. There's a lot involved concerning dating outside your religion, because as a Christian, dating another religion, there might be a clash. I don't know if you understand.
I understand.
There might be a clash because you're serving God, Jesus. You believe in Christ. And maybe the other religion doesn't believe in Christ. I don't know how it will work. I don't know. I just don't know how it will work, because these are two different things from two different people. I know dating involves two different people still coming together, or I say two different personalities coming together. But this is on another different level, because this is something you believe in, your value, your belief since you were born. This other person who has his belief since he was born. And if you believe in this and the other person believes in another thing, somehow there will be a clash at a point. What do you have to say concerning you? What do you think? Do you feel it's okay to date outside your religion? Is it fine?
Okay, so I am a prophetic Jew. The religion that I practice is prophetic Judaism, right? And
okay. There
really aren't a lot of like Jewish people in South Africa. You don't necessarily come across a lot of them, right? And you don't really interact. You'll find out that you may end up being the only, like, for example, in primary and high school, you may find out that you are the only person who practiced that specific religion, right? Like, if I go back to then, right? Because a lot of people have, like, you know, like, there's a denomination and then there's different religions under the denomination, right? So,
yes,
you'll find that you may be the only one that practices the prophetic Judaism religion, right? And you end up, you know, I feel like it's a very tricky thing, yes, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily against dating outside of your religion. I mean, yes, there will be clashes here and there, because you'll find that, for example, as a prophetic Jew, you go to church on Saturdays, whereas Christians and Catholics and, you know, the likes go, a lot of them go to church on Sundays, right? So it would be that mm-hmm. thing where maybe you want to go out with, you know, your partner and, you know, you can't go out on the Saturday for lunch because for breakfast or for lunch because you'll be at church. And on Sunday, you can't necessarily do much because they'll be at church. So, yes, there will be clashes, right? But not, I agree with the clashes and stuff, but I feel like if you respect the other person's religion, you can make it work. I'm not against it. I feel like you can't necessarily be against, you can't control matters of the heart. I mean, you'll find that you fall in love with someone who's of a different religion. So what are you going to do then? You know, what if that's the person that you're supposed to get married to, you know? And in a lot of instances, a lot of, like, cultures, especially African cultures, you know, when you get married to the man, you end up having to convert, like, you get married to the man's religion, right? So I think it all depends. I mean, I don't know how it is nowadays within the different, like, how marriage works these days, because people always claim that in the 21st century, you don't necessarily have to convert for the man and everything. But for me, I'm not necessarily against it. I mean, I get that there will be clashes, but if you can work around those clashes, you know, if you can, you know, respect each other's religions, then, you know, you can make it work. So I'm not necessarily against it, even though there are going to be those hiccups. So that's my stance on it. Do you have anything to add? Or
for sure, I do, because saying there won't be clashes, looking at it, I'm like, but sometimes those clashes are really, really serious. Okay, now let's think about this. You are from this religion and you like someone else from another religion. And don't forget, religion is a strong thing. It's really deep. It's deeper than just being, bearing the name of maybe being a Christian. There's something deeper than that. It's like you putting your belief, your existence into one thing, which is it, like me in Christ. I know I'm here from Christ. So I'm like, okay, if you say the clashes can be respected, I'm not wondering, what if this kind of clash not affect the future, whereby this guy is from a different religion, the girl is from another religion, and they come together, they get married, okay, which is good, beautiful. Then the children they produce, the children that come into the world, how would they pick what, like, which of the religion would they pick? That would also be a clash, a very serious one. Because what if now maybe the mom wants her child to go with her?
I kind of lost you.
Can you hear me, please?
Yes, yes. You're saying, what if the child wants to go with?
What if the child wants to go with his mom to maybe to church?
And
mm-hmm. daddy doesn't want the child to go to church, wants the child to go with him somewhere else, maybe to practice another religion. And there's that clash. You know, there's something about religion that is, I don't know about others, I don't know about anyone listening right there, but as a Christian, it's a thing of joy to find someone who also believes in the same God I believe in, and who's also ready to serve him and do the things he wants to do. So I'm wondering how it would be when, okay, in as much as we respect each other in different religions, how would it be when I want to go to church? Okay, going to church is something I love to do, being in the presence of God. Then I have someone else I love. Okay, I love this guy, but he can't love the same thing I love so dearly. I feel that might be, like, still, I don't really know how to put it, but let's see, does that really work?
So I get that, like, I get that, but you know, I think you only get to that point when now you know you want to get married to that person, then you will have to compromise, I guess. But like, you know, when you're casually dating, let's just say when you're casually dating, that's when you definitely still have to respect each other's faiths, right? But of course, when you eventually reach that stage where you're now going to get married, you probably, well, you, I mean, in African cultures, that's how it is. You know, when you get married to the man's religion. So you're gonna have to convert. I don't know how other cultures go about doing
like
this.
That here too.
You see, like, that's what I'm saying. In a lot of African cultures, that's how it is. But I'm not sure about, like, other African, like, other cultures in general. Like, how do they go about this? You know, because I know that with a lot of African cultures, once you get married, you belong to the husband's religion. For me, my mother never got married, so I just continued with my mother's thing. But now it's that thing where I'm now worried, like, how's it gonna be when I get married, you know? So I think that whole clashes and everything, I think you only cross it, like, you only come into, like, more depth. Okay, you come more into depth with that clashes part when you get married. I think when you're just casually dating, you can still definitely work around it, you know?
Well, yeah, thinking about it, I'm also wondering, okay, well, if anyone listening doesn't really want that kind of clash, like, maybe the clash of two religions, trying to pick one. No, there are some things to also check before dating, whether casually or for marriage. Because, you know, sometimes the casual dating also turns into dating for marriage most times.
I guess.
So, I feel before saying, okay, I love this guy, I like this guy, but this guy's making my head turn, kidney gun. Okay, I'm not speaking Yoruba. Sorry. Okay. Yoruba is a language in Nigeria, don't mind me, please. So, instead of just doing all that, before you start putting in your feelings, before you start feeling this or that for that guy, check his religion, know who he is. I think someone's religion is an identity. Your religion is your identity. It's who you are. Because it's just part of who you are. Who are you? When someone asks you, who are you? After saying your name, it's in a way, there's the identity of your religion. Are you a Christian? Who do you believe in? We know, I know some people say, okay, they're not anywhere. Well, we're not going to do that today. We're just talking about people who have religions. So it can't always just be like that. You just need to check through and make sure you're on the right track, especially if you are not ready to respect the other person's religion. So I just feel it's also 100% just better not to go into that aspect. I wouldn't, the Bible, I'm in the Bible too, it said, like, we should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, because there's a big difference there's a big difference between a Christian and an unbeliever, because what you carry, they don't carry it. And as you said about compromising, it happens a lot. We, as you said in African homes, it happens a lot of times. So you marry someone who is not a Christian, and one thing you should also check is, as you are as a human being, you getting married to this person, or you being with this person, and this person makes you compromise on your religion, which you love. This person might also make you do things you are not meant to do. Like, in some religions, there are some rules. We call them rules or traditions, which people follow. And someone that doesn't belong to your religion might not understand it. I might make fun of it or just joke about it. And it won't be cool. Or the way you might want to do this or do that. And the other part is like, no, it's not necessary. And you're like, I've been doing this since I was born. This is the way it's done. So, as I said before, it's just better and easier just to stay in your own lane. There's a lot involved mentally, emotionally, also spiritually. Being involved with another person that thinks of, not like think though, but another person that is kind of different from you. Person is different from you and what you believe in. What do you think about that?
I agree with you on that part. I think, you know, this whole thing about dating outside of your religion, I think one needs to, I think, experience it even more to see, like, how everything, like, ends up being and how people compromise and everything. I mean, like I said, I don't have a problem with it. You know, if you want to date outside of your religion, then you can. Because in a lot of cases, you really can't control matters of the heart, eh? You really can't, okay. You know, like, you really can't. And I mean, when you look at, for example, your surroundings, you'll find that you may not necessarily be surrounded by a lot of people that are of your religion, right? Like, in your daily life. So,
okay,
it's gonna happen where you end up falling for someone who's not a part of your religion. But, like, you know, even if you want to date within, like, your religion, it's something that is advisable sometimes, because at least you guys understand the traditions that, you know, you guys go through. You guys understand that, okay, on this day I go to church, these are the, like, the days or the weeks that I'll be, you know, observing this holiday or observing that holiday. Yes, but like I said, you can't necessarily control matters of the heart, hey? So
but what if at the beginning, before putting in your full heart, that's what I say at the beginning, before, like, just from introductions, like, knowing the guy's name or knowing the girl's name, just make sure you know the person's religion, though.
Yes, no, that you need to know. That you need to know.
Yeah.
Because
No matter whether it matters of the heart, it's not, and also, well, how do I say this? You know, sometimes here in Nigeria, there's something they usually say, love is blind, love is blind.
Yeah.
They say a lot, but their own context is something ultimately different. Maybe a girl is marrying someone that is not, I don't know how to explain it right now, but sometimes I usually say it's not blind. You either open your eyes and walk into that love, or you fall into the love and fall out. So it's just from the beginning, what I think people should do too is this mindset of, okay, what do I want? Because if you don't know what you want, you go into anything at all, anything that comes your way. So not as much as you want to be in a relationship, you should at least know what you want and how do you want your life to be. Because after relationship is marriage, after marriage is marriage. I believe marriage is marriage. How should I put it? Yeah, as they say, for better, for worse.
Yeah.
You're in for life. That's it. So whether you go in, just know that, okay, I'm seeing this person. And one thing people make, a mistake they make is they fall for the guy first or they fall for the girl first. And they're like, no, I love this person. I can't leave this person. But you know, in the future, in as much as you compromise and tolerate this other person's religion, it might become very hard. And life should not be so hard for you, especially in your marriage, because even though life is hard in general, you should have a safe place, which is your home, your marriage, to come back to. So, yeah, as you're making your decisions, anyone listening to me, please, as you're making your decisions, just try and think about the future too. For your children, for you, yourself, you are also very important. So, yeah, before picking a religion or just going into any religion, apart from any religion matters too, very, very serious. There's a difference between just a religion that you don't know about, than one that you don't know about. There are so many spiritual things that are real. Okay, let me not go too deep.
But like, you know,
spiritual things.
Yeah. There's spiritual things and... Oh, you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I don't go too deep into that because it's on another level. I know that there are a lot of spiritual things that happen when two people are joined together.
Yeah, but like, you know, what if your soulmate is not of the same religion? What are you gonna do then? You get what I'm saying?
So first of all, I need to find out first. I've not really thought of that, but I need to find out first. Do I really believe in soulmate? Do you really believe in that? I don't really know. I've not really thought of that before. Like, what exactly can we say? Like, they are, who are they?
Maybe God, what if the person that God chose for you is not of the same religion? What are you going to do then?
That's the question. Well, that's what I would say. In this case, I would just use a scenario whereby a man gets married, his wife dies, and he marries again. In that case, that person he married, who he thought, okay, this is a woman for me, but she died, which is okay. But don't forget, he also found another person that he could still be with and be happy with. So I kind of think, no matter what, if God gives you this person, if God gives you a person, he will always want to give you the best person for you.
Yeah.
So that even though this person goes, he still has another person for you because of how much he loves us. So I don't know about this soulmate something, but maybe they can be more than one.
Yeah, I guess you're right. More than
one. So you just, if this doesn't work, I just know God wants you to always be happy. So he will give you the best, which is someone in your religion. I think so.
All right. That was the... Yeah, we had a lot to discuss on the first question, hey? With the next question, do you have anything else to add, though, before we move on?
No. Nothing.
All right, so with the next question that I want to ask, how does your family feel about you getting married? Like, do they want you to get married to someone of the same religion and someone that goes to the same church, or do they're not strict about who you bring home? Or
okay about that aspect, my family were all Christians, and if we're going to use the word strict, I'm not sure if I want to really use the word strict. I just think it's just principles and a way of life for us, which is to marry from our religion. But about the church, they don't mind. They don't mind that. They don't mind some specific churches. No, let me be sincere right here. I will not hide anything. There are a lot of churches nowadays. There are a lot different kinds of churches. I don't mention names, but there are some specific ones that their practices you are not too sure of, but they are churches. And their way of life you are not too sure of, but they are churches. So my parents will not, I won't say they are against me marrying from outside our, we are saying family church, and going into another church. No, they are not against that. But in as much as they're going to pick a man from another church, you still need to be careful of what kind of church it is, because there are different kinds of churches now that we just all need to be careful about. So they're not really against that. But the religion, nobody needs to even speak about it. It's already a rule. Like, it's not like a rule, but it's already there. There's nothing to speak about in that one. You have to marry a Christian, which is, I go with that 100%, 100% plus one to marry a Christian. I feel that that's better. It's ultimately better. Because there are a lot of practices that me, myself, personally, I'm thinking about, I'm like, nah, I can't go through that. Because there's a religion that will say, okay, you can wear this kind of dress. Another religion will say, you cannot wear this kind of dress. Who will you follow? How will you do it?
Yeah. All right. You say?
I say just a lot. There's just a lot connected to it.
Yes, there's a lot indeed. You were asking about how is it on my side, right? And
yes.
Okay, so I think it all depends. A lot of a lot of our parents, I don't know like how old your parents are or something. Because my mother is one of those that were born in the 60s, right? But, like, she is very, how do I say? She's very, like, within, like, the now. Like, she's open-minded. Yes, yes. So, she's never really mentioned anything about me, you know, getting married within the church. I think the only person that has mentioned it is my grandmother. You know, like, she's so for it. You know, she really wants me to get married within the church. Like, that's her stance on everything. Like, she wants me to get married within the church. I mean, not even within the church, but, like, within the same religion and the same church. Okay. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, the same religion and the same church. That's what I that's what she wants. My mother, on the other hand, she's very open-minded. I don't think she has an issue with, you know, the religion or the church, you know, as long as it's what I want, you know, like, she's, for anything that I want, then, you know, it's fine with her, you know? So, I don't know, like, it all depends, though, because a lot of people's parents are very old school, you know? Yeah. Those ones that went with the same religion and the same church. So it all depends. I feel like it's like that all over, though, don't you think? Like, the parents want you, they look for someone, you know, those parents who even look for someone in the same religion and the same church, where they'd be like, this is the person that you're gonna get married to, you know. I think it all depends, but my mother is, you know, if I want to get married to someone who's not of the same religion, she'll be for it, you know, like, she wants what makes me happy, let's just put it like that.
Exactly.
So, you know, for her, it's not a big deal. She's not necessarily strict about it, but I think, you know, she would love it if I do, because, you know, when you look at how, you know, I wouldn't say the love for the religion that you have, right? I think she would love it if I do get married within someone of the same, like, to someone of the same religion. But if it so happens that I don't, then she won't be against it. So it's like, whatever makes me happy, it's fine.
So what's your own choice?
What's my choice? For me, I'm open to anything, honestly. I mean, yes, sometimes you think about it and you're like, okay, no, I don't think I'd survive if I do get married to someone who's of a different religion, because all your life, for example, you get married at the age of 40, right? So now, 40 years of your life, you've been practicing the same religion. All of a sudden, you have to change, right?
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, but I've been practicing this for 40 years, you know, like, now I have to change. But, like, even now when I think about it, you'll think about how, okay, I've been practicing the same religion for over 20 years now. What if I get married, like, now, for example? How would I just adjust to everything? I mean, I am still young, so it won't be much of a train smash. But I think the only problem would come if it's like 40 years. Like, you know, you get married after 40 years of practicing the same religion. Now you have to convert, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it all depends. But what I've noticed, right? I don't know if this happens in, like, your, like, religions and stuff. But I know, or what I've noticed in, not even our church, like, not even the religion, but, like, our church in general, where you'll find that there are some ladies who are married to men who are of different religions, but the lady is still a part of, like, you know, the religion that they grew up in, right? So I think it, I don't know, maybe they can work around that. I'm not entirely sure. But, you know, you'll find that. And in some rare cases, you'll find that the man actually converts and joins, you know, the wife's religion. That's what we've seen, and that's what I've seen in my church. I've seen it happen. So, you know, when you do think about it and you raise that, like, would it happen where, if you, for example, you get married and the man will then respect you and let you be, or, you know, I mean, for me, it's a tough thing for me, honestly, because
it's really tough, yeah.
You know, when you think about how people get, for example, right, if, for example, in your church now, they ordain you into ministry, right? Let's say, for example, they ordain you into ministry, right? And, for example, you're young and you haven't gotten married yet. I was saying that, for example, they ordain you into ministry, right? And let's say you are not married yet, but they ordain you into ministry and you now fall in love with someone. For example, you're a lady, you become a female minister, right? And now you fall in love with someone who's of a different religion. Like, what happens then? You get what I'm saying? So...
Mm-hmm, true.
You always have to think about that. Like, what happens then? Are you going to end up, you know, resigning from being a minister? True. Or are you going to continue and allow the man to respect the fact that, you know, it's complicated. Because you also think about how, as an African, you're so used to that thing where once you get married, you convert to the man's religion. So...
Here in Nigeria, I've noticed what happens, like, the men will go to another religion to pick a girl. They say, okay, this religion, they have girls. They pick a girl, they tell the young lady, okay, I get married to you, it's fine, you can practice your religion. But most times, they don't tell you the inside story of how hard it is. Because at some point, it kind of changes, whereby he will not allow that woman to practice her religion freely. Or there will be a clash somewhere, as I said again. There's always a clash somewhere. And it's not easy at all. It's difficult. Let me not speak. You say it might be difficult for them. And it's better to not just go into that path than going and stressing yourself, your family, your children, you yourself, you and your God, your plans. Just like you said about if she's ordained in her church, what we should do, how we should tell everybody, what is she going to say, especially when it's against her religion. You know, there are some religions that are against that. Christians, we are not allowed to do that. So if a Christian goes to another religion to get married to someone, what are you going to say? How are you practicing your religion by doing that? There's a lot of questions involved to answer before going into that kind of path. And I feel the best thing to do is just to avoid it. Because if you cannot stay there, I don't think anybody can really try. It's always, I don't know. I think it's always hard. I see them a lot happening, and I'm like, how are they coping? Well, the Lord is their strength.
Yes, for the Lord is your strength. Yeah. You know, I've only asked two questions, and it's already a very long episode. Hey.
Wow.
Yay. But I mean, you know, this whole topic, I feel like this is also like with the whole, it's very different from, you know, when it comes to dating outside of your culture and dating outside of your own race. It's a very different thing. So
it's,
I guess once you, you know, get to that point where you're ready to settle down and gain have a marriage and stuff, then that's when you'll work around this whole religion thing. But for me, like I said, until then, I'm okay with dating outside of my religion. My family is okay with it. So, you know, are there any questions that you'd like to ask?
Well, do you in mind when picking religion, like, do you have a religion in mind, that do you have a limit to the kind of religion you can go to?
I don't know. Hey, I feel like I think because I'm surrounded by a lot of Christians and Catholics, okay. And you know, majority of the population in South Africa are Christians. So I think I've never really thought about it, hey? I've never really thought about it. But when it comes to having a limit, there are some people who, some types of Christians, because there are different types of Christians, right?
Yeah.
Some Christians who, you're casually dating, for example, you haven't necessarily gotten to the point of whether or not you feel like you're going to get married to this person, right? They're already against your religion. They already tell you all the bad things against your religion. For example, like in my, like my case, because I've had that experience where, you know, a lot of people are always arguing or debating with you because your religion is different from theirs. Your beliefs are different. So I think maybe there's a limit to the types of Christians. I don't know.
Okay.
But I feel like,
I understand.
Yeah. And I feel like that's what I can say. But I've never really thought about it, hey? I've never really thought about it. I think this is the first time that I'm actually thinking about it, that, hey, you know, do I really have a limit?
And you saying this, it's similar to the fact of, yes, in a way, there's also a limit to, apart from being a Christian, wanting to marry a Christian, as you said, there are different types of Christians. So there's also a limit in picking which kind you want, because some practices are still different, but we're Christians. So yeah, I understand.
Yes, like even with like the Judaism part, there's different types of Jews as well. You know, you'll find that, for example, our, like, my religion, it's not as strict as the Orthodox Jews. So I can't be like, because I'm a prophetic Jew, I'm going to go for, I mean, I'm not against any, I'm not saying anything bad about the Orthodox Jews, but I'm just saying that their traditions are different, right? So now you will end up saying that, okay, I'm going to go for an Orthodox Jew, but you'll find that the way they go about doing their specific things is different, or the way that they observe the holidays, because you still observe the same holidays and traditions. It's just that there's a different way. So I think it all depends, you know. I've never really thought about it. And any other question?
No other question.
No other question. Okay, so...
But wait, sorry.
Yeah?
Okay, I know this is off, but do you mind... Would you mind marrying a Nigerian?
No. I wouldn't say... I'm actually... You know, I was actually just having this conversation with someone today.
Wow.
I'm not really a fan of South African men.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with them, but when it comes to, you know, I don't know, like, I'm not a fan of, like, honestly speaking, I wouldn't get married to a South African, but if, you know, God has chosen a South African for me, then that's fine. But for me, I don't want to get married to a South African. So I wouldn't mind getting married to a Nigerian, honestly. But I love the attire, hey? I love it. Oh. The wedding attire, it's so beautiful. And the way, like, you guys go all out with it. Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Like, so I'm for me, like, I'm for it, you know. If I find love with a Nigerian, then hey, you know. Because honestly speaking, okay. I was speaking to someone about this today. Like, I'm not necessarily one that likes South African men. So, you know, they were saying that me, it's like I'm always wanting, I don't know, like for me, and I think I was going to say maybe it's because my mother didn't necessarily, you know, fall in love with a South African man, even though he was raised as a South African, and you get what I'm saying. So, but now when I was mentioning that, my sister was like, no, but he was technically South African. He was, so I don't know. I really don't know where I get this whole thing of me not wanting a South African from, honestly. I don't know.
It's allowed. I was just asking because for sure I'm going to tell my listeners about you, and I'm sure some people might come to my DM. I'm like, okay. So yes, no problem.
Would you get married to a South African though?
Well, I don't really know much about you guys, but I also don't mind exploring. Sometimes I have to say, okay, if Uno is a Chinese man, no problem.
Yeah. But I was saying, like, honestly, like, for me, you know, as long as you're African, you know, it's fine.
Okay.
Like, honestly speaking, even if you're not African, but you're not, like, from my country, then it's also fine. I mean, if God has chosen an Asian for me, then it's fine, you know, like, for me, cultures and people from different countries, like I said, for me, a lot of people know me as someone who likes international things. So, and I wanted to ask, in Nigeria, is majority of the population Christian as well?
Yes, yeah, we are. Okay. Yes.
All right. So I guess in Africa, a lot of African countries, hey, like, it's like the populations, like, majority of them practice Christianity.
Yeah.
Like Christianity and Muslim is what I've noticed. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the other religions, but it's very rare where you'll find, like, your Buddhists and stuff. But yeah, we kind of trailed off topic there.
that's the topic.
So now, I was saying with regards to, you know, like there's specific like religions where you go to a specific church and that church is the only church that practices that religion, right? That's the case for me, for example. I don't know. Okay, I wouldn't say it's the case. I don't know if there are any other like churches that practice the same religion as me. But from my knowledge, I feel like that's the case for me. So, for example, when you say dating outside of your religion, what about dating outside of your church? You know, like in Nigeria, do you have churches, like for example, the church that you go to and the religion that you practice? Let's say you go for a different Christian and they go to a different church. Would you do that? Like, would you date them? Dependent on the church they go to.
Okay, so there are different factors involved here. It matters on the church. I don't mention names. There are different kinds of churches. There are some I would not put my eyes in there. I would not put my eyes there. The kind of thinking about it. But yes, I can date outside of my church. But it depends on what church. There are some that are not acceptable at all. Why there are some that we can accept? It also matters on what we all believe. So yes, I can. It's okay. It just matters on... I know sometimes we are bounded a lot by our religion and forgetting the fact that, okay, we're serving God. We're serving God, Jesus Christ. And we say, okay, I'm not marrying this person from here. Well, because this person is not from my church, I cannot marry the person. Well, sometimes your person is not in your church. Your person is outside your church, in another church that is also as good as the church. So I think in some cases, we just have to be open-minded. But at the same time, we're very careful because, as I said before, there are different kinds of churches nowadays. And some, we don't know what's happening, but as I'm saying, the Lord is our strength.
I think, like I was saying, for me, if I date outside of my religion, I'm technically also dating outside of my church, because I'm not entirely sure if there are other churches that practice the same religion, you know? So
yeah,
that's how it is on my side. So I just wanted to ask that question. And would you, I wouldn't say, okay, not religion, but like, if you were, okay, so you know how they like, not, it's not just like the religion that you practice, you know, as Africans, you know, there's the religion that you practice and there's the African traditional, you know,
religions
and would you, like, for example, if you had an ancestor calling, now this is something that I actually didn't want to like touch or anything, right? But have you ever thought about, like, if you were to get like a calling and, you know, now you have to like leave the religion that you practice, and have you ever thought about it? Like, have you ever thought about how, like, how would it be? Would you even leave your religion? Would you? I mean, sometimes you don't have a choice, you know? What's your stance on that?
Are you saying, like, if someone was born into a family that they are traditional worshippers, something like that?
I wouldn't say traditional worshippers, but, like, for example, you're born into a religious family, right? Like Christian, for example, okay. You, right? And they're all Christian. And now you have a calling, right? Would you now decide that, would you now be one of those people who are focused on that specific religion that you wouldn't necessarily leave? Like, for example, the calling tells you that now you have to leave that church and focus on the African traditional religion. would you now, have you ever like thought about it in that way, like now you have to change?
Okay, I've never really thought about it in this way, about having a calling that will make me leave my religion. The only one I've heard of is having a calling that will make me, that will make the person leave his or her, well, we have a cultural environment and also religion, to go to a different place. So I don't really know in this case. I'm not sure. First of all, who's doing the calling? Who called me, first of all? Is it God? In this case, is it like God who called me to leave? Or just that maybe I want to help out in this place, I need to leave. Is it like switching up religion or getting married into another religion?
It's based like on a calling. Yeah, but like with like a calling. I know that in a lot of like my certain experiences or certain things that I've seen here in SA, where someone has been practicing a specific religion all their life, all of a sudden they get a calling, right? And now they have to make, like, they have to think twice about whether, because where usually once you receive that calling, the person that's the ancestor that's giving you the calling wants you to either go to a different church. Now you have to think about it, or like practice a different religion, like go to a different church or go to a different religion, for okay. example. Like for me, what I've seen a lot of, I wouldn't say I've seen some instances within our church where there's some people that now have received callings and they're no longer members, you know, due okay, to
I understand.
That.
I understand in this aspect. Okay, so if a situation whereby a person has to leave his, let me call it a family church, and go to a new church.
Yeah, and a different, like, or even change their religion because what the calling wants them to do. You know, there's some who run away from it, or there's some who are just like, no, I'm not going to do that because I grew up here. The only time that I'll do it is if I get married, right? So have you ever thought about like how it would be for you if, you know, that were to happen?
Well, concerning the church, leaving my church, but let me say my family church, so that church, I've seen it happen, and most times it's just like they're leaving this place to do something else, and they're going higher because they're following what you are meant to do. In life, everybody has different purposes, so it comes up sometimes whereby one has to leave his church and go to another church to serve there or work there, or just how the calling is. If it's in that situation, it's okay, but still it depends on the church and also being very sure of what. Okay, is it just leaving the church, your church, and going to another church?
Not even just attend? Leaving the church, right? But also, you know, there are those that you even change the religion in general because, you know, maybe like the religion that you practice is not necessarily the same one that now the calling wants you to practice, you know. Have you ever? Because I've seen it happen quite a lot in my, on my side.
Okay, it's not so rampant here, but yes, I think I've heard of that. Where a person changes his religion to another one and is practicing the new one, it happens. But for me, I don't know which other religion I can ever change to. I don't think I can change any other one, but truly, people do change. I don't denounce to say the ultimate this, the ultimate that, but yes, I've seen people who have changed from other religions to Christians, to being Christians, and it's allowed. It's okay. That's where you say they've seen the light and they're going towards the light. So it's okay to change, but it also depends on what religion you're changing into and why you are changing. Yes, there should be a reason behind such things, and your reason should be, let me say, reasonable. But your reason should be very, 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 like, outlined and understandable.
Yeah, that's...
There should be a why.
There should be a why, and then you should be able to justify the why.
Exactly.
Do you have any other questions to ask, or...
No, I don't really have any questions to ask.
I think we discussed a lot, hey?
Yes, we have picked different sides of this episode topic.
Yeah, I mean, if we need to do a part two, we can even do a part two, honestly.
Yeah, they should tell us. They should tell us if they want a part
two. Yes, yes, yes.
Or what we should talk about, yeah.
Yeah. I also don't have much to add because I just feel like this is a very... I wouldn't say a very hard topic, but it's, you know, it's not necessarily talked about much, so there's not really much to, like, discuss, you know? So I think that the fact that we discussed it is something.
Our African sense.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What were you saying?
Okay. But one thing I know, like, because I feel in a way there might be someone, like, listening to us. And that person is confused concerning if she should go this way or that way, or if he should just go this way or that way.
That's why
I think it's...
Yes?
I think it's just a matter of your why. Why? You should check the disadvantages and advantages of doing that. Okay, if you are going into this religion, how is it going to help you? If you are going into that religion, what are you going there to do? So, yes, just checking it through, thinking about it, and also praying and asking questions. I'm glad I could do this with you. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, and I'm glad that you actually accepted the offer. The invite. So, I'm asked, like, if anyone wants to, you know, be on the part two. I'm guessing there's gonna be a part two because there's just so much to discuss on this specific topic. So, I mean, it's not necessarily a topic that's discussed much. So the fact that we opened up something is good. So if anyone wants a part two, if there's anything that anyone wants to add, please let me know. And if anyone wants to, you know, ask any questions, they can ask either me or Gracie. That's, you know, like, this topic is, it's very hard. It's very tricky to dissect, you know. So, we tried our best. Let's just put it like that. We tried
true,
our best.
Very
and,
true.
You know, we, even though there wasn't many, a lot of questions to ask, the fact that we were able to discuss for over an hour is something good, actually. Or
yeah.
Just, yeah, like, it's very good that we're able to get to that point. So, thank you so much, Gracie. And if you would like to tell people where they can find you and where they can find the podcast, you can do that. Well, I'm giving you the chance to do that.
All right. So, okay. First of all, before I reply to that, I love your voice. Let me do that here.
Thank you so much. I get that a lot, and I just never know how to respond to it.
Okay. So, my podcast is called Grow. Let me not be too fast. Let me say slowly. It can be confusing. It's called Grow and Glow Podcast. Grow and Glow Podcast. It's a podcast that helps young people deal with issues in their lives and also help them to become the best version of themselves. You can find the podcast on me. The podcast is me. I am the podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Grow_podcast. Yes. Nice to meet all of you here. I would love to connect with you. Follow me. I'll follow you back for sure. You can come to my DMs. Anything. Thank you so much for making me be here. Is that about SA already? But just my voice, though.
All right, and thank you for being the first African podcaster to feature on Nay the Podcast. So thank you so much. I do hope to have many more African podcasters featuring, and you know, from not just from the West Africa, but also from East Africa, North Africa, Central Africa. So it would be lovely to have more African podcasters. So if you are a podcaster and you're African and you're listening to this podcast right now, please hit me up.
Please do.
All right, then. Thank you once again, Gracie.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of Nay the Podcast. If you'd like to continuously be kept in the loop about the podcast, you can follow this podcast on Instagram at Nay the Podcast or on Twitter at Podcast Nay. Nay the Podcast also has a mailing list. So if you want to receive exclusive content or any newsletters, please do subscribe to the mailing list. I'll put the link of the mailing list in the description of this episode. A new episode of Nay the Podcast will drop every other Friday or every second Friday. That's something that I forgot to mention in the last episode. So please do be on the lookout every other Friday for a new episode.